If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Time for Extremely Local News, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Jen Sabella joins us from Block Club Chicago with good news for the South Loop. This is about a very old church. Fill us in, Jen.
Good morning. Yeah, good morning, Bob. This church, it is 135 years old. It is the Second Presbyterian Church at 19th and Michigan Avenue, and they have this gorgeous old stained glass, but obviously over the years, the quality of the stained glass has deteriorated quite a bit. So for the past few years, the church has been working with a man from actually New York, Tom Venturella, who's been coming into town and meticulously repairing the stained glass. It is gorgeous. It is stained glass that was initially designed by the Tiffany Glass and Decorating Company, who is one of the most famous stained glass artists during his time in 1893. So you could see some of the work before and after on our website, blockclubchicago.org. But the latest paint, the latest glass will be done in a few weeks, and they'll be bringing it back, and it'll be really gorgeous if you want to go check it out at the church.
1936 South Michigan Avenue. Wow, 10,000 piece window, 134-year-old stained glass window. Let's talk about a business that is open again in Uptown. This is a nice story, isn't it?
Yes, it was really sad when Bada Bing Wings, 4754 North Clark Street, it opened. Everyone was really excited, and then it abruptly closed when its owner died from, I believe it was a heart attack. It was really sad after months of trying to get this place off the ground. So a friend of the owner's decided he's going to reopen it. So it's back in Uptown. People are really happy that it's back, and the family of the man who initially opened it is glad to see that his legacy is living on. They were having problems with a national chicken wing shortage right when they opened, so it was like a lot of bad luck, but things seem to be back on track now.
Yeah, 4754 North Clark, Bada Bing Wings. And on blockclubchicago.org, there's a list of museums you can go to for free during spring break. And I know we don't have time to go over all 24 of these, but what are some of the highlights, Jen?
Yeah, so if you go to the Art Institute of Chicago this week, you have free admission to anyone under 18, so that's all the CPS kids who are off for spring break this week. I know some colleges are also off. If you're a teacher in Illinois, you also will get into the Art Institute for free, and you can also get in for free with a Chicago Public Library card, which I didn't know about that. The Museum of Contemporary Art also has free hours this week for Illinois residents. They have a few new exhibits up, and it's the last chance to see some of the exhibits at the Museum of Science and Industry, which also has free days this week, including the special James Bond exhibition, which closes soon, April 6th.
Let me give a special shout out to the Chicago Architecture Center just down the street from us here at 111 East Wacker. They have free admission for kids 5 and younger, and discounted tickets for students with IDs. And this is one of the best kept secrets in Chicago. I ran into so many people who don't even know the Chicago Architecture Center exists. And you go in there, not only do they have very informative educational displays about our great architecture, but great gift shop in there. You talk about getting a unique gift for somebody. That's a place to go, isn't it?
It is. Their design is amazing. And luckily, both us, both WGN and Block Club, our offices are very close, so we can pop in whenever we want.
Yeah. Check out the entire list at blockclubchicago.org. Thank you, Jen. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks, Bob.